Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So the hadith of Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her, is a pillar that we should always abide by in judging all of our deeds, in judging all of what we say. It has to go side by side with the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, otherwise this is rejected. Allah would reject it, will not accept it from us. And now we open the floor for Q&A. The brother there at the very end.
Sheikh, is Jannah prohibited for the people of innovations? There is a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari that they will be thrown out from Hawza Kawsar and they will not be allowed to get the water.
The innovators?
Yeah.
Yes. So what's the question?
Is the Jannah, the paradise, prohibited on them? How it is prohibited on the Mushrikun, Munafiqeen?
Innovation is divided into two types. As scholar said, mukaffira wa ghair mukaffira. Innovation that nullifies Islam, innovation that does not nullify Islam. Similarity to what invalidates Islam is when someone innovates and says, Allah does not see, Allah does not hear, Allah does not talk, Allah is not on the throne, and he completely denies the existence of Allah, thinking that he is glorifying Allah. So this innovation invalidates Islam. As a person who says this is a kafir. There are innovations that a person is a Muslim, but he has diverted a bit from the Sirat al-Mustaqim. Are they kafir? No. Will they be taken away from the pool of the Prophet ﷺ if they know that they've innovated and Allah Azza wa Jal would not allow them? Yes, but this does not mean that they will not go to paradise. They will be punished for their innovation, but eventually they will go to paradise like all the ummah of the Prophet ﷺ. As long as they do not associate others with Allah, as long as they do not commit act of shirk or kufr, they will be punished for the sins. One day, one year, one century, Allah knows best. Until they're purified and pay their penalty for sinning or for innovating or for whatever, then they will be admitted to paradise. Yes, brother.
In the last topic, we discussed about football. We took the example of football. So my question is it permissible to watch the football as the men playing it are not covering their complete aura?
The issue of aura, and aura is the forbidden part of the body that people are not allowed to look at. For men, the most authentic opinion is that it is from the knee till the navel. And it's an issue of dispute whether the thigh is part of the aura or not. But as stated before, the most authentic opinion, it is. Therefore, it depends on what school of thought one is following. Second of all, a lot of, if not all, the players nowadays cover up till the knees. Maybe 30 years ago, their shorts were exposing all their thighs, but now they have special tights that they wear under the shorts. So usually, if you look, all footballers are covering from the navel up till the knee. Thirdly, is it recommendable? I wouldn't recommend it because it's a waste of time. I laugh and I feel sorry for those who sit on their backside for 2, 3, 4 hours watching Real Madrid and Barcelona and Manchester United, and they watch and shout and scream and get up from the seats and fall, some get heart attacks and die. I feel sorry and sad for them, because instead of gaining more weight and cholesterol, go and play football. This is more healthy. But watching people, 10 of them or 20 of them, running after a ball, buy a ball for each one and stop the fighting. This is ridiculous, the time that people waste. But would I go to the extreme and saying that watching it is haram? No. If someone watches it moderately, every now and then, not being possessed, not having allegiance to these disbelievers, but enjoying himself like 15 minutes, 20 minutes a day, I would presume that inshallah it is permissible on Allah. Of course, I'm talking about a male footballer. Don't go and say, Sheikh said 15, 20 minutes, I'm going to watch the female football. This is totally haram, prohibited, even if they're wearing hijab. It is not acceptable at all. And Allah knows best. Yes, the brother behind him.
Sheikh, right now we have a tradition in the people that people, they cover their head for offering salah. Generally, they wear the cap while entering the mosque. And rest of the time, they don't keep it at all. So is it innovated or is it allowed?
Well, it is closer to innovation rather than something that is permissible. If you're wearing it throughout the whole day as part of your identity, especially in non-Muslim countries, so you would like people to know you and think and take you for a Muslim, this is okay. But to wear it only when you enter a masjid or when you want to pray, this is definitely an innovation. Because nothing in the sunnah supports covering the head for a male during prayer. Nothing in the sunnah that supports it. All the hadiths are fabricated. So don't think that a prayer with a turban is 70 times better than a prayer without. All of these hadiths are fabricated. However, it depends on the customs of the country you're living in. If you're in America, if you're wearing their normal clothes, I'm not talking about a jersey or bling blings, and like the rappers, and say, I want to blend in. I said, no, don't blend in, Habibi. Stay as you are. Wear the normal clothes, a T-shirt, a shirt, a trouser, normal clothes. And this is the norm of the people. So you do not stand out in a crowd by wearing something that people would look at you and maybe intimidated by it. And at the same time, you would not blend in exactly like those who shave and wear long trousers. No, you have your identity. But at the same time, it's acceptable, and Allah knows best.
Generally speaking, Sheikh, what's the ruling on praying behind the innovators or the imam who support the innovations?
The rule is the same. Any person whose salah is valid for himself, it is valid for those praying behind him. Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father, used to pray behind Al-Hajjaj ibn Yusuf al-Thaqafi. And we know that Al-Hajjaj was one of the tyrants of all times. He killed Abdullah ibn Zubair, the companion, the son of Zubair ibn Awam, the son of Asma bint Abi Bakr. He killed him. He killed so many tabi'een. He killed Sa'id ibn Jubair. And a number of the companions also, he did not have any problems with attacking them, with saying bad things to them. Yet Abdullah ibn Umar used to pray behind him. Why? Because his prayer was valid to himself. Therefore, if an innovator is classified as a Muslim and his innovation does not nullify his Islam, what do we say? The prayer behind him is valid, but you're supposed to look for someone better to pray behind. But if I know that this innovator, Imam, does things that invalidates Islam, so your prayer behind him is invalid, and you have to repeat the prayer, and Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.